eloquent and sometimes poignant testaments. George Kennan was unequivocal. In Oppenheimer, he said, we were faced with one of the great minds of this generation of Americans. Such a man, he suggested, could not speak dishonestly about a subject which had really engaged the responsible attention of his intellect. I would suppose that you might just as well have asked Leonardo da Vinci to distort an anatomical drawing as that you should ask Robert Oppenheimer to speak dishonestly. This provoked Rob to ask Kennan under cross-examination if he meant to suggest that different standards should be used when judging gifted individuals. Kennan, I think the Church has known that. Had the Church applied to St. Francis the criteria relating solely to his youth, it would not have been able for him to be what he was later. It is only the great sinners who become the great saints, and in the life of the government there can be applied the analogy. One member of the Grey Board, Dr. Ward Evans, interpreted this to mean that all gifted individuals were more or less screwballs. Kennan politely demurred. No, sir, I would not say that they are screwballs, but I would say that when gifted individuals come to a maturity of judgment, which makes them valuable public servants, you are apt to find that the road by which they have approached that has not been as regular as the road by which other people have approached it. It may have zigzags in it of various sorts. Seeming to agree, Dr. Evans responded, I think it would be borne out in the literature. I believe it was Addison, and someone correct me if I am wrong, that said, great wits are near to madness. Closely allied and thin partitions do their bounds divide. At this, Dr. Evans took note that Dr. Oppenheimer is smiling. He knows whether I am right or wrong on that. That's all.